Need PR 2019-2761, sketch plat 2021-27 for Legacy Hospitality Inc. on Modesto between Eagle Rock and Obsidian. And the agent is Cartesian Surveys. Who's here to represent this?
This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. I'm here as well as, okay. I believe, the engineer.
Okay. The planner. All right. Got an engineer, a planner, and a surveyor. We ought to be able to get somewhere today. Okay.
We all walked into a bar.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's, Mr. Mulhall, are you representing the sketch plat, or who wants to kind of give us an idea of what you're interested in finding out today?
I can represent it. So,
okay.
We are requesting to take three existing lots and consolidate them into one through lot line elimination, as well as vacating easements and granting easements.
Okay. The surveyors are always short and sweet. That's good. All right. Is there any? Oh, the planner wants to speak. Okay.
If I could give the planning perspective of the project,
please do.
An end. This is Jackie Fishman with Consensus Planning. We are planning to make a submittal to DRB for a site plan on this project or this project site this week. It's for a multifamily project. Multiple buildings. We did get our zone change approved several months ago, and we're just working towards this DRB submittal for the site plan itself.
Okay, that does always help to know the users. So thank you, Ms. Fishman. Is there any member of the public here to speak on this item? All right, let's go to board comment. I don't see anyone. Water Authority.
Hello to the development team. This is Chris Gunn with the Water Authority. An availability statement is required prior to approval. It will provide the official requirements. Now, just by looking at it, infrastructure extensions will be required as existing lot 11 and 12 have frontage along Modesto Avenue that does not have public water and sewer line. Excuse me. These extensions are required to complete a loop water line and extend the sanitary sewer that currently terminates east of the subject property. This public sanitary sewer that you will build will convey flow west along Modesto Avenue to the existing sewer located near the northwest corner of existing lot 11. The extension shall be included on an infrastructure list. Now, the plat is proposing an on-site public water line easement number 15. Originally, I was unsure as to what the intent was, but then I think I convinced myself that it was to relocate a water line on site. I don't know if someone could comment on that.
Good morning, Chris and DRB. This is Jeremy. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can address that. You're absolutely correct, Chris. So as you are aware, there's an existing water line that goes around the west and north side of the property, and we are relocating that under a proposed drive aisle within the apartment complex. I know it's tough to envision in just looking at the plat, but that is the goal of this, is to relocate that line to accommodate the site plan.
Chris Shannon, Water Authority. Thank you, Jeremy, for that helpful explanation. So with your request for availability, if you can include that language, include your intent as to the relocation and what that means. We can see what's the best alignment. There currently is a loop water line, and that on-site water line is looped. So I'm guessing we may still be kept with that relocated line, but maybe there's an opportunity where you don't need an on-site public water line and we're still achieving fire flows for everybody. But at least mention that in your request for availability statement, please. Let's see here. There's also a proposed easement number 17, which shows that a 35 by 31.5 public waterline easement. I wasn't quite sure what that was. I'm guessing it's for a large meter vault, but just haven't seen anything that really supports that.
This is Jeremy again. Yes, that is what that's for. And if it would be your preference for us to wait and do easement for that once we finalize the location at DRC, we could do that as well. But that is what that is for a 3-inch water meter easement.
Chris Cadena with Water. Yeah, definitely helpful to have utility plans or anything that kind of coincide with what's happening. It's fine including the easement for that meter vault on the plat. Just, you know, you'll need to ensure that the location is suitable for your final layout and design. Otherwise, you know, we don't want a meter outside of an easement. And lastly, I had a hard time understanding what the difference was between sheet 3 and 4. I was asking if they were for the same area. Given the smaller existing lots along the north property line, it was difficult for me to understand where existing lot 11 and 12 are included on those sheets. It didn't seem to capture the easternmost area of the subject flooded area. Thank you for your time.
This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys, so I'll address the detail for the easement there. So that detail on page 3 and 4 is in order to better highlight the dimensions of the granted easements as well as the locations of the vacated easements that are all located on what will be formerly lot 8A. And so it's just that area where we're vacating those easements and granting those easements. So it was just in order to provide a detail for the positioning and bearings on the attitude of that easement. Thank you.
Okay, Chris Cannon with Water Authority. I appreciate the clarification. Then really what shows as the existing and ultimate condition is sheet 1, which just in my own opinion was a little bit cluttered and harder to follow. Typically the plats will kind of show a cleaned up version just showing final result, but appreciate your explanation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project. I actually did extensive research on this for a PRT that was submitted previously, and there is some complex history on this, but we muddled through it, and there's no objections at this time, and I look forward to reviewing the site plan.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Summerfelt with Parks and Recreation. I also did previous research on this, but there's no comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Carmejo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections to any of the easements, vacation of the easements, or the platting action. Please note an approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if any of these conditions is met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Thank you. Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Label existing right-of-way width for streets fronting the site. Ensure compliance with minimum required right-of-way width according to street classification. Sidewalk is required along street frontage with required width according to street classification. And due to the 90-degree turn, we're asking for you to look at streetlight requirements per the DPM as well. So... And transportation doesn't have any objection to any of the vacation of the easements.
Okay, any questions for Ms. Wolfenberger?
Not for me.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Biazar.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Fiazar. Had a question for the applicant. Gene just said 90-degree turn, but I don't see right-of-way to the north. Is there right-of-way to the north that the road actually turns, or do we need a turnaround at the end of the street?
Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman. Mr. Fiazar, are you talking about Modesto? Yes, if you're referencing Modesto, my understanding is yes, there is right of way to the north of the site. Because we did. I mean, we've got a pretty new Pulte subdivision immediately to the north of our site. So I'm assuming they access that through a public right-of-way.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that clarification, because it's not on the exhibit that is shown, that it wasn't very clear that there's right-of-way to the north or not. Yeah, that's what I was asking. Okay. And then also, if they, so do we need improvements on Modesto? If that's the case, or like, I guess water and sewer need to be extended. So this would become a major plot. And if you have done advertising for your site plan, the infrastructure could be tied to the site plan rather than the plot.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Biazar?
Not from me.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, all the standard site plan comments. We just addressed the comment from transportation about access, and there's no minimum lot size for MXL zone. So future development must be consistent with this. Yeah, planning has no objections.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Fishman, what is the use to the south?
Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman. The use to the south are warehouse office buildings developed by our applicant and client.
Okay.
Those are the two buildings to the southwest that border our site, and then the two buildings southeast are other warehouse type buildings owned by another party.
Okay, and just make sure to check the neighborhood edge provisions of the IDO. Yes. And how they may or may not apply to your situation. Okay.
This is Jackie again. We have checked this and rechecked this, and I'm very much aware of neighborhood edges. We have that issue on the east, because we have R1 zoning to the east, but to the north at the Pulte subdivision, that is zone MXL, so we don't have neighborhood edge provisions. But we did have a facilitated meeting when we were pursuing the zone change, and so the neighbors are aware of the project, they're aware of those issues, and we are designing accordingly.
Okay, thank you. And I think it might be, this is Chair Wolfley again, it might be a proposed IDO amendment. Ms. Gould, maybe you can help me, but at some point, if residential is going in next to industrial at some sort, then they have to provide the neighborhood edge, but that may just be under consideration for change right now, and not anything that's approved yet by the council. So, okay, thank you very much.